It's time for Hoag Health Radio. Here's your host, Deborah Howell.
Hello there. Welcome to the program. Thanks so much for being here. On today's show, we have an excellent guest, Dr. Edward Duran, a board-certified obstetrician-gynecologist who specializes in reproductive endocrinology. We're going to be talking in this segment about fibroid tumors and how they can affect fertility. Welcome, Dr. Duran.
Welcome, or thank you.
Oh, it is so nice to have you on the show. First of all, let's get a working definition of what fibroids actually are. Can you help us with that?
Sure. Fibroids are tumors that are benign in the uterus. They arise from a single muscle cell that rapidly divides and grows, and they can produce problems with bleeding, pressure, pain, contribute to infertility, and actually cause recurrent miscarriage as well.
A lot of misery from a single cell, huh?
Sure.
Wow. I personally can attest to, like, all of the above. So I guess the second question is, how do these fibroids affect a woman's fertility?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand that fibroids are very common. 25% of all reproductive age women have fibroids.
Mm-hmm.
But only about 3% of infertility is caused by fibroids. So
really?
It really depends on the size and the location of the fibroid in terms of whether it will have an impact on fertility and recurrent miscarriage.
Okay.
The way it affects fertility is it can impede implantation of the embryo. It can mm-hmm. alter blood flow in the uterus and lead to poor blood flow, leading to a poor attachment of the baby.
Okay, I see. Never a good thing. You know, there are so many treatment options. I mean, I know you said it depends on where the fibroids are located. What's the worst area for a fibroid to lodge itself?
Well, there are three locations. It can grow on the outside of the uterus.
Mm-hmm.
It can grow in the wall of the uterus, or it can grow inside the uterine cavity.
Okay.
When it grows inside the uterine cavity, those are the ones that tend to cause the most symptoms.
Sure.
Such as bleeding, and those are the ones that are implicated most often with infertility and miscarriage.
Okay, so you're not looking to get one there, but if you do, can it be treated?
All fibroids can be treated, and it depends ultimately on what the patient's goals are. If a patient is done with her family and the fibroids are not very large, there are medical management options.
Mm-hmm.
Such as birth control pills or Lupron or Motrin that can help get women to the menopause, at which point they will shrink.
Sure.
If a woman is having a lot of symptoms with bleeding, then it can often be treated surgically.
Mm-hmm.
And the best approach for surgical treatment of fibroids is a minimally invasive approach through the laparoscope.
Right.
And most recently, since 2006, we've been doing these surgeries robotically. And the main advantage with the robotic fibroid removal surgery is it is done in a fashion where the woman is often able to go home the same day. She recovers more quickly.
Mm-hmm.
She has less blood loss and less scar tissue formation and a much faster recovery.
I can personally attest, I called it my drive-by hysterectomy. I was back to work in just a couple days.
Sure, sure.
Amazing, really, because women used to have to take 8 weeks off or 8 weeks bed rest if they didn't work.
Absolutely. So, I mean, this is something where over 50% of the women that I remove their fibroids actually go home the same day.
Mm-hmm.
And the remaining patients are able to go home the following morning. Most of these patients are back at work, driving, and doing exercise within 1 to 2 weeks of the surgery.
It's a pretty remarkable day we're living in, right?
Absolutely.
And this is all due to, programs such as the Hoag's Gyn Robotic Surgery Program. What other surgeries are you performing these days?
Well, the fibroid surgery is the main one that I perform robotically.
Mm-hmm.
It's also possible to do a tubal reanastomosis, or basically untying patients' fallopian tubes robotically,
mm-hmm.
where they're able to go home the same day. And the surgery that's most often performed with the robot is actually the hysterectomy.
Sure.
There are 10 times as many hysterectomies performed in this country as there are myomectomies every year.
For good reason. They really work.
Absolutely. So if you're done with your family and the fibroids are creating symptoms, the advantage of a hysterectomy is that you're assured that they will never return. If you leave the uterus behind, new fibroids can always develop over time.
Right. That is a slight risk. But how do you have a percentage of how often that happens?
It's generally about 25% of women will have return of fibroids. It depends at what stage in their reproductive cycle you perform the myomectomy.
Sure.
The closer they are to menopause, the less likely they are to have fibroids return, because the advantage of menopause is that at that point, a woman's estrogen level falls and the fibroids tend to shrink and go away at that point.
And that just happens naturally when menopause occurs?
Absolutely.
That is a phenomenal thing. You know, you have to wait till you're 55 sometimes to let nature do a good thing for you.
Absolutely. So as long as you're not having problems with, you know, infertility or miscarriage, medical management or waiting to menopause is not a problem if you're, you know, in your mid-40s.
I have a friend who's on Lupron. She gets her shot once a month, and all her symptoms go away magically.
Lupron is a great medication. It causes you to go into a temporary state of menopause.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem with Lupron is that it is not the best long-term solution, because it can also lead to bone mineral depletion.
Okay.
And it does cause a lot of menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes and irritability, mood changes, and vaginal dryness.
When you say not to be used long-term, what kind of time frame are you talking about?
Generally, you want to limit the use of Lupron to 6 months.
Really? I hadn't heard that.
Now, the only way to go beyond that is if you're adding back estrogen. So there are some patients that are able to take it long-term. You take the Lupron and then you do add-back therapy with estrogen to assure that you don't develop osteoporosis.
Okay, got it. And maybe Boniva as well, or...
Well, generally not for the premenopausal patients.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay. Doctor, you're known in Orange County for your compassion with your patients and for their devotion to you. How important is it for a doctor to develop a courteous and supportive demeanor when you're spending time with patients?
Well, I think it's critical. The relationship that we form with patients starts with the first visit. And often I'm referred patients that require surgery. So these are patients that are meeting their physician, their surgeon, for the first time.
Right.
And they need to feel comfortable with their surgeon in order to move forward with the treatment plan.
Right. Well, there's also a big emotional whammy when it comes to women and hysterectomies, and I'm sure you need to address that as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, women are often looking for alternatives to hysterectomy, and myomectomy offers that. The minimally invasive surgery program at Hoag that includes the robotic surgery component allows women that have incontinence issues, endometriosis, women that are looking for a hysterectomy or a myomectomy to have it done in a minimally invasive fashion and get back to their normal lifestyle much more quickly.
Now, we went over what a hysterectomy is. I'm not sure we exactly identified what a myomectomy is. Could you do that for us, please?
A myomectomy is a fibroid. It's a uterine-preserving surgery where the fibroids are removed, and then the uterus is preserved intact and functional so that women can go on to have children and have families after their fibroids have been removed.
It's a beautiful day. So many options, right?
Absolutely.
Now, if somebody wanted to just check out the GYN robotic surgery program at Hoag, is there a way that they can explore it, maybe on the website, or can they actually come to Hoag and see it for themselves?
Well, we do have surgeons that do come to Hoag to learn from our robotic program, since it is the largest program in Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having visiting surgeons come to see. In terms of patients, the best way is to visit the Hoag website.
Okay.
And that will get them in touch with the minimally invasive surgeons and the robotic surgeons that provide these services.
Great, and that address is Hoag at healthradio.net. Today we're speaking with Dr. Edward Duran about fibroids and their effect on women's fertility. Coming up, we'll talk a little bit more about some of the current treatment of fibroids. For more treatments and for more information on Dr. Duran, hoaghospital.org is the place. That is your resource. I'm Deborah Howell for Hoag Hospital in Newport Beach. Please stay with us. There's much, much more to come, and thanks for listening.